Chapter 9. Why are you lying? Anna Marie went outside alone after supper. Through the open kitchen window, she could hear Mama and Ellen talking as they washed the dishes. Kirsty, she knew, was busy on the floor, playing with the old dolls she had found upstairs, the dolls that had been Mama's once, long ago. The kitten had fled when she tried to dress it and disappeared. She wandered to the barn, where Uncle Henrik was milking Blossom. He was kneeling on the straw-covered floor beside the cow, his shoulder pressed against her heavy side, his strong, tanned hands rhythmically urging her milk into the spotless bucket. The god of thunder sat alertly poised nearby, watching. Blossom looked up at Anne-Marie with big brown eyes and moved her wrinkled mouth like an old woman adjusting false teeth. Anne-Marie leaned against the ancient, splintery wood of the barn wall and listened to the sharp rattling sound of the streams of milk as they hit the sides of the bucket. Uncle Henrik glanced over at her and smiled without pausing in the rhythm of milking. He didn't say anything. Through the barn windows, the pinkish light of sunset fell in irregular shapes upon the stacked hay. Flecks of dust and straw floated there in the light. Uncle Henrik, Anna Marie said suddenly, her voice cold. You're lying to me. You and Mama both. His strong hands continued, deftly pressing like a pulse against the cow. The steady streams of milk still came. He looked at her again, his deep blue eyes kind and questioning. You're angry, he said. Yes. Mom has never lied to me before. Never. But I know there is no great Aunt Bertha. Never once, in all the stories I've heard, in all the old pictures I've seen, has there been a great Aunt Bertha.